This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Sadly, the city of Detroit has been a capital of foreclosures over the last 15 years. Researchers at the University of Michigan estimate that nearly half of all residential properties in that city experienced some sort of foreclosure between 2005 and 2015. Now, given the pandemic, county officials have temporarily stopped foreclosing on properties for unpaid taxes. WDET's Eli Newman has more.
Shanita Jones struggled to pay her property tax bills when she started taking care of her young nieces and nephews. She's one of the estimated 30,000 homeowners in Detroit and Wayne County dealing with penalties and fees that come with unpaid taxes. Michigan passed a law to erase that kind of debt right before the COVID-19 outbreak. Jones said then the assistance was life-changing.
My property tax bill will go from being just under $400 a month to just under $50 a month.
But now, Jones is not working her usual job as a hospice nurse, and she's concerned about even paying that bill. While mortgage foreclosure happens when you default on a loan, many of Detroit's foreclosures occur when owners don't pay taxes on their properties, and the government takes over. Wayne County Treasurer Eric Sabri is stopping that procedure for now.
People are making some serious decisions on their finances and with their life.
This is part of an effort by the government to encourage people to stay at home. Also, Wayne County doesn't have enough staff at the moment to process tax foreclosures. But Sabri says people still need to pay off the interest on their debt.
They continue to pay. They won't be under so much hardship next year.
Wayne County estimates roughly 10,000 properties were scheduled for tax foreclosure this year, including about 3,200 owner-occupied homes. But most Detroiters rent and can be hurt by predatory landlords who don't pay taxes. Michelle Oberholzer is the director of tax foreclosure prevention for United Community Housing Coalition. She says Detroit's worst landlords are getting a break, while the rent's still due every month.
It is another situation where those who are already exploiting are getting an additional advantage, even though it feels like we just got a social victory.
Foreclosure pushed thousands of homes into vacancy after the last recession. Detroit spent millions in federal funding over the last decade to demolish empty homes that fell into disrepair. Now, that money is drying up as the city grapples with a new economic crisis. In Detroit, I'm Eli Newman for Marketplace.